Hello, everybody, and welcome to another extra special wrestling podcast. And it's special because Kyle Starks is back with us. Kyle, how are you?
Hey, guys, it's that time. It's the quarter month of the year where I yell how much I hate everything.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
But you know what? Four times, once out of those four times, I don't hate it. I fucking love it. And you know what it's called? It's called the Royal Rumble. And you know what's great about this year? I get dose rumbles. Dose rumbles.
Yeah, so it can't be bad.
I'm quivering with anticipation. I'm like Kramer on Seinfeld over here. I'm popping open all the Royal Rumble doors. I'm sliding into rooms. I caught my hair on fire. It's great.
It can't be bad with two rumbles.
Oh, my God. I'm so stoked. The women's rumble is such a no-brainer. But you know they never had more than three women on the roster at any point in time. So they couldn't do it this year. They're going to do it, and I can't wait to talk about it, because you know what? They don't got 30 women, and I don't know how that's going to work.
And they just lost one.
Yeah.
They just lost one.
Yeah, Paige had to retire.
25.
Yeah, Paige just had to
retire. Not to go to college, though. maybe there's a wealthy Mexican aristocrat that will pay for her to go to college. As I was doing that, if there was a screen, it would be flashing shoot on it.
Maybe she'll end up with Pentagon Dark.
You know, I feel bad for that girl. I bet they keep her around, don't you think? Don't you think she does, like, some on-screen?
I hope,
like,
so.
Don't you think she's inevitably, like, GM of SmackDown? Don't you think that's what actually happens?
That would be great. They'll definitely keep her around. It's kind of like what happened with Draws. They'll just keep her around forever.
Yeah. I still have her at the PC doing some training. I swear to God, this is neither here nor there. I need to go back. I don't need to, but if someone has perfect memory of this week, I'm almost positive that she was brawless when she came out in Raw this week. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive. And just the cojones. You know? Just the cojones.
Those aren't cojones. Those are something different.
I told my wife, I was like, we need to replay it. But it's like, also, you know what? I'm never going to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. He's like, we need to go to the tape on this bra situation, fellas.
You don't want to be the guy that leaves the poor section of a VHS tape.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I want to be the guy who's like, did you see that? And it's like, no. And I'm like, well, okay. You know,
somebody be that guy and tell us in the comment section or something.
One of you guys out there.
Somebody please tell us. So
I'm so excited because here's the thing. WWE, by and large, is terrible. It's disappointing. There's not a narrative. The wrestling is barely subpar. The characters are undercooked. They never give us, the fans, anything we actually want. But the Royal Rumble is the antithesis of all of that. It's built in narrative. It's always dynamic. The only time it's not dynamic, and this is also part of why WWE's been terrible for a while, I'd say 7 out of the last 10 years, we 100% knew who was going to win. Yeah, like, there was no question. Two of them were Cena. One of them was Reigns. As soon as Reigns came out number 30 last year, we knew it was him. Right. And by the way, if Roman Reigns, I want us all to agree, I want us blood, swear oath to one another. If Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble this year, we're stopping WWE. We're never going to watch it again. Can we all blood handshake on this?
I will blood handshake on that. Yeah. They won't do that in Philly again.
I'm not even kidding. Like I'm a big Knicks fan, right? You guys know I'm a huge Knicks fan, mm-hmm. And they've been miserable. This is for the basketball podcast we'll do in October. they've been miserable, and people. I mean, I've been a fan since the early '90s. I mean, like 30 something years, right? Math might be wrong. Let's say 20 years. Let's say half of my life. More than half of my life I've been Knicks fan. They've been terrible. But they've only been bad since 2000, so only 17 years. And like they've been aggressively bad. And people have been like, why don't you just get a different team? It's like, well, because if you're going to have a hateful relationship, it should be one that has no – it merits nothing, right? Like it's like my relationship with WWE. It can be terrible and bad to me because neither of us actually get hurt, you know? Like no one gets a black eye. No one gets – you know what I mean? Like it's fine. But like for the Knicks, like it's like, well, if they ever hire back Isaiah Thomas, who is a known, you know, sexual harasser and was just the worst human being, if they signed him back, I'm like, I'm done. I'm gonna get new. That's it. I drew the line, right? Like the Steelers never let Roethlisberger go. I had to quit being the Steelers fan, guys.
Yeah,
I had to do it. And I'm drawing the line in the sand. If Roman Reigns wins WWE, I'm done. No, not W, the Royal Rumble. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Well, they want him to win WWE.
Well, he has already won. He is the big dog, and it's his yard.
That's right. He got a yard out of it.
The yard's in there. All right. So we had previously mentioned NXT only has two matches, and what are you going to do?
Right. There's not a lot you can really talk about.
Aleister Black's great. Where's Heavy Machinery? I can do – we love Johnny Gargano. Delightful. Yeah. Ooh, Billy Kay. Hashtag male gaze. It's the same stuff every time. That four-way, could we say that four-way match? Did you guys watch that to decide the number one contender?
It was really good, yeah.
Oh, it was so good, right?
Yeah, it was very good.
That's the thing with NXT, man. Is like, especially right now, because it's not super compelling to me. I think you'd said like one of the matches is Gargano versus Almas. Like, I don't really give a shit about that. And the thing is, I know like when the NXT comes on, it'll be great because that's what NXT always does. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm sort of bored. It's like, who do I really care about? I just said, I named the three guys I care about. I don't even care about the Undisputed Era. I really don't. I want to, but I don't. I think they're great. I just don't care. Right. What do I give a shit? They haven't really done anything.
No, I mean, they had the War Games, and that's about it.
I know, but I thought the War Games was just okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was entertaining, but it's just like, I feel like those NXT matches, like right now, is just the same thing as the WWE. But okay, so WWE is like just always like a four or a five. Like I nothing it, but it's like, I might as well watch it, right? It's not like it's aggressively bad. It's just like it's wrestling and it's on TV, and something might move it from a three to a five, so it averages like a five. Like NXT is like a five or a five and a half, right now. There's no characters that I just got it. Like I would not buy any merch for anyone from NXT right now, except for maybe Aleister Black, who once again they could put in the Royal Rumble, and if he won it, I wouldn't even blink. I would be cool. Be like, great, love that theme music. Awesome back tattoo. Kicks real hard. Aleister Black.
Yeah, when he took Cole's head off, that was amazing.
He's good, man. He's real good.
So since NXT's TakeOver doesn't have a lot going on for it, let's talk about NXT as it relates to the Royal Rumble match. Do you feel that this is... usually they're going to call somebody up, but is anybody actually ready? And even if they do, does it leave the NXT roster a little too thin?
If McIntyre... I could see this being like the time you call McIntyre up, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Right.
But I think like in a perfect world, like this is the McIntyre moment. I can't think of anyone. I don't think they're not going to be like, I just don't know who they would be. But that being said, I think the caveat to that is women's Royal Rumble match? Question mark. Like they almost have to, right?
They
or at least someone has to make an appearance.
Well, they have a lot of the. The Mae Young Classic wrestlers, who many of them are in NXT, but like unofficially.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of them are really good and could show up. You would imagine.
Yeah. I feel like is that a solution? I don't want to jump to the women's match, but I've tweeted about it. You guys all follow me on Twitter. You got 100. But there's now for sure something like 17 women on the roster that will be in the Royal Rumble. It's a 30 woman match. That means, for all intents and purposes, half of the people in that match haven't been on television.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I think I saw like for sure Molly Holly, who I definitely had a crush on at one point in time, is going to be in that match.
That's awesome. You know?
That's awesome. But here's the thing: if they rolled out 13, first of all, they couldn't. Who would they be? Like, even if we sat here and tried, we couldn't come up with 13 divas that could, one, I'll do count it. Trish, Lita, Beth Phoenix, Molly Holly. Let's say Jackie. Let's say Ivory. Let's say Victoria. That's seven, guys.
Jacqueline?
I said Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. What about Melina?
Okay, Melina. That's eight.
Gail Kim?
We need five more.
Gail Kim?
It won't be Gail Kim. It won't be her.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, awesome Kong said you wouldn't be in it. But he's here saying, this is a stretch, my dudes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's the biggest stretch. I think Beth Phoenix is going to be in it because she's been in a lot of videos. I wouldn't be surprised if Trish and Lita were in it. They said Molly's going to be in it. But it's right. Is Alundra Blaze going to be in that match?
I hope so.
Do we want? Okay, fair enough. That's a tough... I mean, I'm so into it. But the other thing is... We're just doing the women's match now, guys. All right, we're just going to do the women's match.
Well, I mean, you also have Ronda.
Ronda who? Rousey. Oh, no. Yeah, no, I think she's... Yeah. If she doesn't show up in that match, it'll be kind of shocking, right? And that means Shayna Baszler's going to be in it.
Right.
Probably. In fact, I could see them doing the four horsewomen, thing in the Royal Rumble. But two of those women aren't wrestlers at all, though, right? So it doesn't make a lot of sense.
You're right, but maybe they've been secretly training or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Look at Chad Gable. Look at Kurt Angle. Any of those dudes can just fake wrestle. Right. Like it's apparently the second skill slot you get when you do like professional, like mixed martial artist wrestling.
Like, what kind of training does Ronda need to do? She knows how to punch. She knows how to kick. She knows how to throw people around.
Yeah,
she's been thrown around. Like,
I guess I saw a comment today where it's like, oh, now we know why they rushed up like four of these six women.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, because they need warm bodies for the Royal Rumble. I could see Billie Kay and Peyton making an appearance because come on, guys, they're fucking delightful.
Yeah, they are.
They're fucking delightful. Ember Moon, besides those three, and I know someone's gonna be like, Kyle, but regular NXT, of which Billie Kay and Peyton Royce are not on regular TV, who would you bring up? Oh, Nikki Cross maybe. So that's
I was gonna say Nikki Cross.
Okay, so let's just say Nikki Cross, they bring up the four NXT women that could go, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bring in Lita. I just can't imagine, but I feel like they wouldn't miss the opportunity. Lita, Trish, Beth Phoenix, who is the, then we have Alondra Blaze, okay?
Yes.
That's eight. That still leaves us with five.
Six, because Paige is gone.
Oh, yeah, because Paige is gone. That's a lot of people. So, okay, Candice LeRae just debuted. Good debut. She's officially signed. The thing that I'm going to be most interested, someone said, what if Stephanie shows up at the match?
I heard that.
Yeah. Fucking die. That's what here's the second thing. If they built towards that at all, I would be okay with it. In fact, I think it'd be kind of cool. I mean, Stephanie has definitely wrestled a lot of big time women's matches, right?
Yeah.
But you can't be like, I'm doing this great thing for all of you and then show up in it, even if you need the warm body. That's garbage.
Yeah. No, that's just bad. Right. Yeah,
it's just bad. And it's unfortunate because it's like Steph probably, if they're going to bring back a bunch of like Hall of Famers, like she probably deserves that classification for women. I think that's fair.
Do you think they bring back any like the traditional divas that couldn't wrestle but just looked good?
Tori. Oh, you know who I saw that they asked actually, and I would legit mark if Lay Cool came back. I would mark out for Lay Cool.
Well, like what if like they brought it back like Tori?
It's like yeah, who was the other one?
Terry Runnels.
No, hold on, Terry Runnels.
Yeah, Tori Wilson, Stacey Keebler.
Tori Wilson. That's what I was thinking of. Stacey Keebler would be a yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Terry Runnels is not. There's no way she's allowed to be in the same venue.
Sunny. Yeah. No.
Francine, come on.
I would love it if they brought Francine back in Philly.
Mae Young's corpse.
Maybe. Here, all right. So look. So whomever those other 20, whoever the two-thirds is that are not regular wrestlers, are 1,000% not going to win, right?
Right. Probably.
Like we can all be certain. So the real question is, if you're going to put money down, does Asuka win or does someone else win? And it's Asuka versus the field, right?
Yes, unless they go that four horsewomen face off at the end. So
I think that if anything is set up promotion for WrestleMania, it's not someone who has the titles. It's a separate match.
So what if Asuka wins the belt before the Rumble from Bliss?
Do they have a match?
I think they have one.
They've been teasing it. I don't know if it's official yet.
I think they have a match, but I don't think it's for the title. I could be mistaken about that.
Not 100% myself.
My wife had opinions. Like, do you want to come down and do the show? And she's like, no, I don't like to be on the radio. I was like, it's not the radio, babe. but wife believes, and I'm kind of with her, is Asuka probably doesn't win, right?
But then who wins if it's not her?
Becky wins.
I don't know. Because here's the thing. You can. I'm going to put air quotes. You can big show Asuka in this match. You can have the other 20 people throw Asuka out of this match, and it doesn't make Asuka look any weaker or an infringe on what we all agree Asuka is, right?
The best.
Best, yeah. No, I don't know. It's like they put Asuka in the mixed intergender matches, and I'm like, who beats Asuka? Like, Asuka could take Braun out. We all agree. You're all in trouble. Asuka, no one ready for Asuka.
Did you see the brackets for that? Not to go off on a tangent.
I haven't seen the brackets yet, but you know, like, that's all Ryan Ward. Like, it's Ryan Ward's brainchild. Who's the good writer? He's capital D, capital W, the good writer for WWE. He's also added an element where each team is now wrestling for a charity, which is awesome. Hilarious, because guess what, guys? Wrestling's fake. They already know who's going to win. Like, why do you put all these charities' names out there? Like there's one for, like, dogs or something. Like, those poor dogs people are going to be so stoked for, like, a minute. Guys, they already know who's going to win. They already know who's getting the money.
They're probably going to give money to all the charities anyways.
Probably.
So. But the one thing I do want to talk about with those brackets, and then we'll go back to the Rumble. The first match you'll see is Finn Balor and Sasha Banks against Nakamura and Natalya. And whoever wins that is going to face the winner of Asuka, Miz, and Big E, Carmella, which is Miz and Asuka. So
yeah.
You're probably going to get your Balor, Banks, Miz, Asuka match, which sounds amazing.
You don't think Shinsuke wins?
I don't know. I it's a great match just to see him and Finn go at it, you know, so I don't know.
I think it is like a weird, the Natty Nakamura thing is a weird grouping.
Yeah, I agree. That's odd.
But why not? They're both great.
Yeah, can that's, you know what?
Stan Natty. I love her.
She's love
Canadian
Natty.
Royalty, you stop.
Yeah, love it. Well, let's see what we got here. You know what I do? I love Zane. This is such a fucking tangent, guys. I love Zane Lynch because they're both gingers who love suplexes.
Yeah.
I love, they should have had, maybe they shouldn't have. I was like, they should have had Rusev Lana versus Jay, Uso Naomi. Yeah, Jay and Naomi. Just to have like the husband-wife thing. Like Rude Flair beats Nia. Rusev. So Rude and Flair beat Rusev for sure. Strowman comes out. So then, oh, second chance vote. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, so there's a second chance that everybody gets to vote a team that lost back in. And then they make it to the semifinals, which is kind of crazy.
You know who I bet that is? I bet that's Shinsuke and Natty.
That's what I was thinking. It was possible.
Or because they're so popular right now, you have Rusev Lana back in. But they have just wrestled Ric Flair, so probably not, right? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, and I'm sure they want to split between SmackDown and Raw. So when I think of it from that perspective, it's hard to pick who would actually win.
I think you're looking at Ric Flair versus Strowman Bliss.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I would love for it to be Miz and Asuka. In fact, here, let me throw this out there. Miz Asuka win because Asuka didn't win Royal Rumble.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
I'm putting my money on that. Even though I don't think they're going to win because their charity was some dog charity. Someone on here has Make-A-Wish. It's like either Strowman Bliss or Ric Flair have like Make-A-Wish as their charity.
They're just going to send like, John Cena over there.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the Connors Cure thing on there as one of the charities. You're like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Like, that's your fucking charity.
Right, right. Speaking of Cena, I love going on wild tangents. How do you feel?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a rumor that he's telling Cliff that
John Cena is going to play Dr. Manhattan in the HBO Watchmen series.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your silence as pure joy and excitement.
No, listen. Here's the thing. If you said this, you know, to your Joe on the street comic book reader, here's the first thing they would think. What? I wonder what John Cena's blue dick looks like, right? But listen, I'm going to tell you, that would not be the funniest thing. I want you to think about John Cena trying to put that watch together. Like, that dude does not have the fine motor control with them muskies to put a watch back together, guys.
No.
That's the funny part. It's like a 300-pound muscle. Just like, those little tweezers. I don't know. The dong's going to be CGI, guys. We all know that.
Right.
That's a CGI dong.
Those are my favorite kind of dong, just say.
Well, they can't hurt you. I mean, physically.
Physically, emotionally, maybe.
Triggers, traumas, etc. All right, so here's my thing. I'm going to say not Asuka winning. So if that's the case, if Asuka doesn't win, who wins?
Well, if you look at the Rumble used to be, talking about the other Rumble, of course, it used to be you used it to elevate somebody who's on the cusp of being main event. If you assume they're going to do that for the women, I would try to pick somebody who maybe hasn't had the belt yet or hasn't had it in a very long time. Like, God, like Nia Jax would be a good pick. Somebody like her.
Nia Jax, I had the picture of, please just give me the picture of the people they're showing it. So it's going to be one, I mean, because the thing is, it's going to be one of these people in the picture.
Yeah, it usually is.
And here's my sort of prediction on top of this. Mm-hmm. I think whomever wins is going to be on SmackDown.
You know who I want to win? Here's my bold prediction. Carmella wins, main events WrestleMania, loses, uses the briefcase. And then wins.
See, this is why I think, let me throw this out there, Ruby Riott wins.
Really?
Ruby Riott wins. She faces Charlotte with her little team, The Riott Squad with two T's, but only one Q-U-A or D, guys. And that way you get to have Carmella cash in on Ruby, basically. And Ruby can wrestle. Like, she's from Indiana, guys. I should love her, but... You know, I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. I think she's very good, but I'm just not a fan. So that way you have Ruby... You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense for a narrative point, which that means they won't, but it means that's not how it's going to work. But I feel like they've kind of been building sort of Ruby versus Charlotte on SmackDown. I think Nia Jax feels like a good, safe pick.
What about like Lana? Because they haven't been letting Lana wrestle or do anything.
Absolutely not. No. Nice try. Get out of here.
I'm gonna go home. That's
never gonna happen.
She can stay a manager and she's fine at that.
That's crazy. What about Summer Rae? What's she doing these days? I'm just kidding, guys. All right, here's my bet is not Bayley.
No, it's definitely not Bayley. No.
Oh, you know who could come back, but I'm not sure what her drug situation is. Is Maria Kanellis? Is she going to be back for this?
Isn't she pregnant?
No, she just gave birth to quadruplets. Okay.
Are they going to drag one of the Bellas out? Like, do you really want to see a Bella?
No, but they will.
I don't.
They'll drag a Bella.
I don't want to either.
I mean, they're a placeholder. They're a warm body, but I don't want them to win.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like Nia does feel like a good man. You know who I want? I changed because I just just don't believe it's going to be Asuka, guys. I know that we do this. We go very long. It should be Asuka. I want to preface this. Asuka should never lose. Like, the only time Asuka ever doesn't win a match should be count out. Or, like, they do some sort of, like, a stage magician trick where it looks like they took her leg off. Like, with a hacksaw during the match or something. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm okay if, like, Asuka just does, like, if they Goldberg Asuka for another, year and a half, I'm fine with that. I'm totally okay with that. Yeah, don't. And here's what you do, is you just don't want to put the title on her. That's what they did with Goldberg for all the signs. Like, we knew Goldberg should have been champ long before he was. But you're like, you got to fight the U.S. title guy now, right? There's always another reason. The champ was like, well, you know, Nia's been here for a while. You can stretch this out for a long time. Asuka should not lose this match, but I don't think she's going to win. In my heart, it's just too obvious. And, you know, WWE hates things that are very obvious unless it's Roman Reigns. That's their rule.
So then who are you picking to win?
I'm going to pick who I think it's going to be like Ruby Wright. But you know who here's the thing. I want a very specific Naomi entrance at WrestleMania so bad. I could see Naomi winning this too, because her and Charlotte have kind of been like, it's us against the world with the Riot Squad and with Natty and what they call the welcoming committee. And they could do like a little twisty there. We get Naomi, who's the most recent champ before, no one counts Natty, unfortunately, before Charlotte. And you get it kind of a, you know, like a champion level match at WrestleMania. But you also get, guys, listen to this intro. Have I talked about this on the show like 8 times?
Do it again.
All right. For Naomi's intro, you know how like it's dark and then like, you know the music? You guys know how it goes. Someone can just play it in the background if you have that editing power. Like just kind of run it in the background as I'm telling this.
I'll do my best.
I'm anecdotally telling the story. So it's like dark and then the music comes on and then like her coat and her glasses light up, right? And she's like dancing, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
And then there's a point where the beat drops and she slides out on her knees. Are you with me?
No.
Okay. But instead of that, lights off, okay? Lights off, the music starts. 30 of these little costumes light up on stage. They're all dancing in unison. I know that's not how it goes. I love that song, but it's so good. They're dancing in unison. But guess what? It's dark and all we see is like the crazy fucking... black light magic until the beat drops and one of them slides out and it's fucking Naomi. Guys, it's so fucking cool. I want it to happen so bad.
But it's cool and that's why it'll never happen.
Yeah, remember that time that Cena came out and he was a gangster?
Yes.
I think CM Punk was one of the gangsters on the card.
He was, he was.
Yeah, remember that? So it could happen. I think someone from SmackDown wins. That's my heart says someone from SmackDown wins.
Here's the real question. Is there going to be an Andre the Giant Memorial Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania?
Yes, and guess what? Either Tamina or Nia Jax definitely win that one. Finally, Nia Jax has gotten the accolade she so deserves.
All right, so we've got Kyle and Ruby Riott winning.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Becky Lynch.
I would love for Becky Lynch to win.
If we're also certain that Asuka should win, but she isn't going to win, my pick would also be Becky Lynch.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, Becky Lynch is made, like, because WWE has not yet ruined her, because they don't know that people like her, which is in our favor. In my house, we love Becky Lynch. We love how she wrestles in normal clothes. Fucking love it. She just comes out in a t-shirt and shorts, and it's different every week. And I fucking love it.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. All right, what's next?
All right, so
we skipped deep.
I guess we can start off with what everyone's favorite match of the night will be.
Oh my god!
Which is Enzo Amore versus Cedric Alexander.
You know who wins this match?
No, nobody.
That's right. That's exactly right. No one wins this match.
No one wins.
I'm going to tell you, I've heard 205 is great. I've heard it's really entertaining right now. You know what? It was so bad before then. I'm not even giving it a chance. And I know that's bad, but guys, there's too much wrestling already, and I already watched so much bad wrestling, and you're like, oh, there's an hour that's good. It's like, but what? I don't believe you.
But is it really good?
Yeah, but really. Here's why. Are they getting to do any of their flippy-dos? Is every match basically like a PWG opener? Because it should be. No? All right. Who are we supposed to get stoked about? Noam Dar and Tony Nese? Oh, yeah. Fucking look at the firework. It's like a shooting star.
Yeah.
Guys, get out your wagon. Hitch it to that Noam. First of all, Noam Dar is very talented. I know someone's gonna get mad. Yeah. Noam Dar is remarkably talented. He's very talented. But listen, if you go, that guy's got it with a capital I, you don't know what capital I it is. You are the problem, not Noam Dar. Very talented. The shows, I just don't give a shit about a single person on the show. And the thing is, all those guys on the indies, I was always happy to see. Isn't that fucked up? That's like when your good friend in high school starts dating that girl you don't like, and you just don't like your friend anymore. Fuck that guy. he's still the same guy. He just has bad taste. And you know what? He's trying to get him some. We all respect that. We've all tried to get us some. We would, if someone's like, hey, what do? You're like, oh, I'm a professional glass blower. It's like, hey, would you like to do it on TV? The only glassblowers league, it makes a lot of money. But listen, you only make fucking balls. You'd be like, oh, that sounds terrible, but I like money. Yeah, get you some. But guess what? Come on.
That was the best analogy ever. I loved it.
If Hideo was in that match, I would care. And the thing is, every match Hideo's in, he just gets hurt, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So I don't even, like, it's just like, it's me setting myself up for disappointment, even in that matter. Oh. And here's the other thing. The other thing with 205 is I look at it, I go, oh, eventually they're going to repeat Gargano Ciampa on 205, but shittily, and I can't wait to see that. I can wait, and I've chosen not to. I'm opting out. And thirdly, hold on, what am I on? Third? Sure. 25thly, guys. We all know, and I would love, by the way, I don't want to jump, but I would love for this debut to happen, though I don't think it's going to. But you know a certain prince from Boyle Heights, California, has recently been signed. A certain king of aeronautics has been signed, and I love that guy. That guy never has to say a word, and he's magic because he wrestles so good. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him. That motherfucker's going 205. You can't just – if your fucking role-playing wrestling chart is your top skill is wrestling, don't go to WWE because you kryptonited your only ability slot that's of any value.
I was going to bring him up later. I could see them – just making him go straight to SmackDown and feud with AJ or something.
I could too, but he's 5'2", and they won't let him wrestle.
Well, yes, but he's so good.
Love him, but I would. So they say once. The thing is, like, also, it's like, who? Right now, I'm doing this off, literally off the top. But it's like, is there anyone? Is there someone right now in all of WWE that sort of gives you that, man, I'm pulling for you, and I want you to do well more than Johnny Gargano? Is there anybody that's like literally a face favorite because they're a good guy, right?
Drew Gulak doesn't count, does he?
Drew Gulak is literally a villain, but I'm pulling for that guy. I'm a Chikara boy. You know I'm pulling for Drew Gulak.
Oh, he should be in the Rumble. He's from Philly. He should be in it.
You know what? They should put him in, and they should have him do the PowerPoint thing because people love it. In fact, I'm with a reference to 205. I get the impression that when people are like, oh, it's really entertaining now, they're literally talking about Drew Gulak.
I agree.
And it's like, hey, you know what? I got to see him in two matches every night in Chikara, and he was great. You're right. Okay.
What if he doesn't let people get eliminated because he doesn't want anybody to fall off the top rope?
Over the top. I mean, I love that guy. And I'm like, that. Who looked like, out of the dudes they brought from the CWC into 205, who looked more like they don't give a fuck about you and you're going to eat it than Drew Gulak, who's right. Turned it around, right?
Yeah, he
good
really
on
did.
Him.
He really,
and
really
it, this is. I think we literally have complained about this before. And I might have said earlier, narratively, WWE does not know how to put someone over. They don't. Their version of like, hey, this is the guy we want them to cheer for is Roman Reigns, right? Who gets booed all the time. You give them something that the crowd absolutely loves. Here's Bayley. Here's Bayley. Here's Bobby Roode. Here's Shinsuke. Here's Matt Hardy, who's just laughing weird. Anybody, right? Like, pile up anyone who's like, before they stepped onto Raw or SmackDown, would literally explode an arena, and you give them to WWE, and they're just like, we don't get it. We get the exact wrong thing, right?
Mm-hmm,
that's why I say, well, presumably, when Ricochet shows up, he's going to be like Dog King and wear like a tiger mask or something. Like, they miss fucking everything. It's Sami Zayn. It's over and over. And I'm doing a kiss. Thank God, Sami. One of my friends is like, I hate Sami Zayn as a heel. It's like, no one, like, we'll talk about that later. But it's like, who cares? He's on TV, right? That's all that really fucking matters. But the guys who in this period of the last 10 years in which WWE has sucked, even the Rumble, as I said earlier, has sucked 7 out of 10 years. The things that have been great, there's not been one real narrative move where WWE is like, I'm watching you guys. I know I'm watching these old CWA, like this Eddie Gilbert, like 2-year run in CWA from 1988, and it's so well booked. Everything's story driven, and WWE just doesn't fucking do this. And over the past 10 years, the only times it happened is people who actively got their own: Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Drew Gulak, etc. Right? Like, there's no one that's been written into prominence. It's amazing. It's like fucking amazing to me. So props to Drew Gulak. That was a long fucking monologue. Hey, guess what? Enzo wins, right? Next.
Yeah, I'm picking Enzo.
I'm picking Enzo. So then we got the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin in a 2 out of 3 falls count match.
I can't believe they have time on this show to do a 2 out of 3 tag match.
It's going to be like a 6-minute long match. It's just going to be like a super kick party, and then it's over.
You know, first of all, it would be great. And both these guys are great. Shelton Benjamin hasn't gotten to get loose yet. Not really.
Yeah.
My heart says this is when you finally give it to Gable and Benjamin. But doesn't it just feel like WWE doesn't want the Usos not to have the title?
I'm picking the Usos. I actually want to see something you never see. I want the Usos to back-to-back win falls.
I know last time we're on here, I talk about this, and I say it every time they come up. I actively dislike the Usos. Not in a, these bad guys, because they were good guys. Remember the face paint and the stupid towels?
Mm-hmm.
Like, unfucking bearable. Like, just going out there and glad-handing everyone. When they showed up, when they debuted, go to YouTube, guys, Google it. I say this, I know I've said this on every single episode I've been on. Google it. Their first appearance, they come out and they're like, we're a minority. We're not your traditional Samoans. They're not going to come out and do a fucking haka. And now they're doing that. They're doing it now, like, 8 years later. They're doing the bit they were supposed to do when they debuted, when they couldn't wrestle at all, by the way. And I love the fucking Usos. I love their promos. Their wrestling's always been adequate to good, right?
Right.
But man, their promos and they come out snarling. They come out, when they walk to the ring during their promos, they're somehow both snarling and like totally love each other as a family at the same time. And I don't know how you can express both of those things, but they do it and it's great. And I'm going to root for Brotherhood. I don't know. I can't pick this one, guys. I think, I don't know. I just feel like WWE doesn't want to take it off the Usos. But if I was booking, I'd be like, Gable and Benjamin deserve this. It's their time. This lets the Usos do something else. It lets us bring someone else. You know, like, we can have Breezank. We can have the Bludgeon Brothers fight Gable and Benjamin. Like, something. I don't know.
I agree with that, but I kind of see it like, keep it on the Usos. Have them lose to the Bludgeon Brothers, who we already know they can wrestle, before the repackage, and then maybe have Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin beat them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I just feel like the WWE loves Usos, and they should. And I feel like the Usos shouldn't win, but my heart says they're going to win. So I'm with you, Usos.
I've got the Usos.
All right.
But in the last pay-per-view, literally the only good thing in the entire show is Chad Gable belly-to-back suplexing the entire roster.
That's true. I won't deny that.
So now we've got everyone's new favorite team of Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan against Shane Zorro.
Hey, do you guys remember when I was saying how, like, WWE has no idea how to get somebody over with their actual writing? I'd like to point you to evidence 7042 with Jason Jordan, who, as I say that, was actually kind of great this week.
I just don't like him.
I think he's aware that he's not getting over the way they want, so he's just super playing it up to get heel heat.
Yeah, and I think that's smart. Mm-hmm. But here, so did you see it this week, Cliff?
No.
Basically, do you know? I don't want to set up like another metaphor for like, do you remember the guy who, for one of you guys to be like, oh, that was me, because that would suck. But do you remember when you're like, hey man, let's get a ball game together? We'd always play basketball or whatever, right? And there's like, we'll get Mike down the street. Yeah, you and me, of course. And then we'll get Donnie. Donnie can play. And out of nowhere, there's that kid who's always picking his nose. It's like, hey guys, let me play ball, right? That's who Jason Jordan was this week. He was that kid with his finger like all the way up his nose. He like in the middle of the game, he puts his hands down his shorts, and you're like, this fucking kid's so weird. Like, no one likes this kid. He's a fucking loser. And it was a good bit, I thought. Like, it's a good bit to be, like, sort of awkward and real and not like anyone else. What's the long-term plan there, my dude?
Yeah. Him heel turning on Seth.
Him turning into Eugene.
Right.
Like a hard joke character. Like a hard joke character. Yeah, he's going to turn on Rollins, and no one gives a shit. But you know what? Those two guys, like, combine as, like, I don't give a fuck about either one of them, but you know they win this match. Cesaro and Sheamus just exist to put people over right now.
Well, because Sheamus is supposed to be retiring after Mania.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got...
He's old.
He's got spinal stenosis.
Yeah. So, well, then, if that's the case, don't you think they let them take the title into WrestleMania?
I don't think WWE cares that much.
I heard that he was in bad shape, but I did not read that was definite.
That's what it's like looking for, because like if you look at their most recent matches, Cesaro's taking all the bumps.
Yeah, yeah, he's not even. Yeah,
and is in the matches way longer than Sheamus.
Yeah, so. Sheamus is barely in the ring at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, if that's the case, and I'm gonna say I don't give a fuck.
My question is, how do the bar shirts sell? Do they sell good?
It's because those two dudes are great. Man, watch their intro, especially this week, because I even said, wife, look how much these dudes like each other. And you think about, like, they had that actual barroom match, you remember?
Yeah.
Where at the end, they both had a drink.
Yeah.
And Sheamus had a Guinness, and Cesaro had, like, a neat bourbon.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that was the first moment where, they kind of like each other.
Oh, they're great. Like, I really enjoy them.
They love each other.
Yeah.
And they keep adding clothing to their fucking like they're literally like fucking taxi driver, Irish taxi driver or some shit now. Like it's so great. Did you see, I think I would say 2 or 3 weeks ago, Cesaro had a match. Sheamus wasn't there. I fucking love it. Cesaro had the match and he started out where his back is to the crowd, right? Mm-hmm. And he still did the thing, like he's hiding behind Sheamus and is peeking out, even though Sheamus wasn't there. And I fucking love it. Like, that's friendship, guys. That's friendship.
Yeah. Sadly, that friendship's not going to get them the belts back, though.
No, I think so, too. But here's the thing. The argument against it is that, well, WWE has a storyline planned. Fuck you. Oh, it's not better than, like, throwing a bone to a guy who, for all intents and purposes, I mean, Triple H loved him, which never hurt early. But that dude's never looked bad, right? Not really.
No.
Like, he's had a consistent career. Even now, if they put him in the world title match, if they did a four-way at the next pay-per-view, which I think they are actually doing a four-way, but you know what I'm saying. If they did a four-way match right now, 2017, for the world title, Braun, Brock, Roman, Sheamus, who would be like, why is Sheamus in there? No one would say it, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if that dude gets to retire and that's his legacy, kudos to that guy.
Yeah.
And I like Sheamus. I've never not liked Sheamus. He was great on the old ECW when Heyman was booking it. And it was every week. It was like a Zack Ryder versus William Regal, which is just I'm doing fucking Italian chef kisses. like it was so good. And Sheamus was like, young, he was always wearing sweater vests for some reason and like cabbie hats, you know.
Yeah.
And his entire gimmick was I'm Irish and I like to fight. So like the great thing about that as a character trait is like, well, why would Sheamus respond like he did? It's because he's Irish and he likes to fight. I love it. I hope Sheamus and Cesaro win. I agree, they will not. But I hope if he does retire at Mania. That they let them have the belt one more time. They're a great tag team. They're perfectly enjoyable in every match. They have good chemistry. They've carried a bunch of dead weight, which they will do in this match.
they do the little Dragon Ball Z thing.
The fusion dance.
They're great. So I hope they let them win. Maybe at a, what's the next one?
Is there a roadblock or something in between? I don't know.
Yeah, there's something in between. I hope they win at roadblock.
Well, I'm with you guys with Rollins and Jordan winning.
So then we move on to the SmackDown heavyweight title match of AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
What are you guys' prediction for this match?
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Let me flesh that out for you a little bit, guys.
Wait, no, but this is the WWE. It doesn't need to be fleshed out.
let me flesh out both of your predictions of stupid in a very specific way. Shane McMahon will get involved in this match.
Really? Is that so?
Or do you think they're really trying to do Shane versus Daniel Bryan at Mania so that Daniel Bryan won't leave if he can wrestle? Because does that make any sense? It seems more likely they would do like a Trump Vince McMahon match, right? You know what I mean? Where like Daniel's like, well, I pick Kevin Owens, and if he wins, I get to be general manager. And Shane goes, well, he already, you know what I mean? Like, I get to be both, and if AJ wins, he gets. But my prediction, I think AJ definitely wins. I don't think there's any question. Like, has anyone lost a handicap match? Like, you know what I mean? Has anyone ever actually lost one?
I mean, I think it would be interesting to see Owens and Zayn with the belts together.
That's so weird.
It's weird. So, like, I like just keep it like simple and just.
I kind of love that too. Now that you guys have said it, but I think it's too, I think it's one too new of an idea.
But would it be good?
I think the promos would be good, but I think everything else would kind of suffer.
If Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just did their thing, it'd be great. And it's just Freebird. They've already said it's like Freebird rules, right? Like, Kevin Owens would never let Sami Zayn, or maybe he'd only let Sami Zayn wrestle, and I don't know. Who gives a shit? It's not going to happen. AJ wins. AJ is going to wrestle at WrestleMania, and it's going to be the best match of the night against whoever he wrestles, unless it's Randy Orton. fact. Unless it's Randy Orton, it's going to be the best match of the night, and so he's going to be champion at WrestleMania. Now, and we'll talk about this in 2 months, guys. Will he retain at WrestleMania? Spoilers, I don't think he will. and the thing is, if you beat AJ on SmackDown, that's you actually getting elevated. Beating AJ feels like, even though AJ's beatable, it feels like you beat someone who's like a real champion. You know what I mean? On if this was the real world, Brock Lesnar's Mike Tyson. It's like good, young Mike Tyson, right? That's the story that's been told. Brock Lesnar is literally unbeatable. So when the time comes for us, when he loses, and this is what WWE has been selling for now for a year, when Brock Lesnar finally loses, the man who did that is the greatest man in all of WWE. That's what they want us to believe. And look, in real life, none of you are beating Brock Lesnar. He kills all of you. He could have his way sexually with anyone on the roster, and no one could stop him. It'd be awful. It'd be a horror. It'd be a nightmare. But that's the short and the truth of it. Brock Lesnar has been in WWE not because he likes being in the WWE or because he likes the money. It's because his job's very easy, and WWE is trying to use him as a plot point, right? And we all know what that plot point is, and we all know how it ends.
I'm ready for him to be gone.
Yeah, but you know who's going to beat him, right, Cliff?
I'm praying it's Braun.
No, buddy.
It's Roman. I know it's going to be Roman, but yeah, I want it to be Braun.
But here's the thing. Roman beats Brock, and we are supposed to – and you know what? That's going to be a good match. I don't give a fuck. Anyone who's hating on that, it's going to be a good match. It's going to be a fun match. Those guys have built a narrative between each other. That narrative is Brock Lesnar has your number. Bad that he created his catchphrase because of you. But it'll be a good match. It'll be fine. But Roman Reigns, and it's supposed to be, we're literally supposed to be like, this is the crowning of the new guy. And it's so WWE being like, look, didn't we make you like this guy? I fucking hate it. It's being shoved down my throat. While AJ is just classy and almost beat that guy, legitimately, despite giving up, 100 pounds and a foot of height. AJ just feels like he wins legitimately. He's classy. He carries himself like a champion. Even when he's a heel, he feels like a threat to overcome. And I don't, like, there's not been another champion, I feel like, top champion, that has represented that. And I can't remember how long. Daniel Bryan? CM Punk, honestly?
Yeah, Punk was great.
Punk was great. And Daniel Bryan was a better wrestler than you. It didn't matter. Like, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk were like modern Guerrero Benoit, though I'd argue, frankly, better in different ways. Worse in some way. But you know what I mean? Like, these are little guys who overcome, and because they did that, they're better than you. They're better than everyone. It doesn't matter that you're bigger, because they know how to beat you because they're actual wrestlers, blah blah blah. Right. AJ's that guy. He can beat anybody. And they want us to think that about like Seth Rollins. Oh, on any given night, Seth Rollins, come on. Look at that guy's fucking hair.
It's 2 pounds of Vaseline, right? 2 pounds.
It's two handfuls.
Two handfuls. Two
handfuls of Vaseline, and you just rub it in like you're doing a Dolph Ziggler, like a ravishing Rick Rude sort of bleh. The bathrooms are gross after wrestling matches back in the trench. There's just Vaseline everywhere. Anyway, AJ wins. I think he goes to the Mania, and I think it'll be great. And next match.
Also AJ.
Yeah, I also pick
all
AJ.
All of us are